It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. iCloud celebrity photo hacking, the fact that iOS 8 will make Apple customers more difficult for police to surveil, and the news in recent days that Google's next mobile operating system, Android L, will encrypt user data, not as an offered feature, but by default. All of these things point to a trend that even a few months ago seemed very unlikely. Tech companies are starting to nudge users and alter their own policies and systems towards tougher security. Marketplace Tech reporter Quinn Kim gives us the details.
If you have a password on your smartphone, the new Apple and Android operating systems will encrypt your data so nobody can read it. Not Apple, not Google, and not law enforcement. Adi Kamdar is a policy analyst for the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
It is significant because privacy is becoming more of a competitive tool. Companies are realizing that users care about privacy.
Kamdar says the encryption only applies to the data you keep on your phone. It doesn't apply to the data gathered by apps or that's stored in the cloud. Despite these workarounds, law enforcement officials are upset. Ron Hosko is a former assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division, and he says in light of the Snowden revelations, he understands the need to protect privacy. But he says Google and Apple have gone too far.
Two big tech providers are essentially creating sanctuary for people who are going to do harm.
Hosko says lawmakers need to step up and make laws that balance privacy and safety. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
And there's been plenty of talk about the Apple Watch and Apple Pay, the mobile system the tech giant is developing for buying stuff on the go. But the next generation of Samsung smartwatches may feature its own technology for mobile payments. It could also involve scanning a fingerprint with your Samsung smartphone. That's according to news sites in Korea. And before you scoff, Apple purists, you should know that Samsung's partner in the effort ain't no slouch when it comes to this sort of thing. The tech giant is working with PayPal. Put that in your Apple Watch and swipe it. What's your week looking like? If you're an American, there's a pretty good chance you've got some television viewing scheduled. This is a huge week for show premieres here in the U.S. on regular TV, but also on the websites where cord cutters like myself like to hang out. So we're going to have some conversations about how technology is changing the way we watch and how the way we watch is changing television. So I wanted to talk with Matt Zoller-Seitz, TV critic for New York Magazine, who has been thinking about binge watching. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Can we just talk about definition here, binge watching?
Binge watching is to watch many episodes of a show in a relatively short span of time. And it's just like cracking open a bag of potato chips. I guess the difference would be eating a bunch of individual small bags of potato chips, and each time you did, you had to go to the store to get a new one, versus just having a giant bag
right
at your disposal. That's what we're looking at here now.
Oh, man, I feel gross even thinking about that. But this is something that's really way popular right now.
It is, very much so.
And why do you think it's popular now?
I think it's just that people like to not have to wait. I certainly watch shows that way.
Are some shows better to binge on than others?
Certain shows do benefit from being released all at once. And I would say that Orange is the New Black is a show that benefits from being binge watched. And the reason for that is they have this very, very supple flashback structure where they're, you know, each episode is built around a series of flashbacks that reveals new information about a key character.
Uh-huh.
And it relates back to the story that's happening in the present day. And you really, really appreciate it more if you're watching two or three or four episodes at a time because these things are fresher in your mind. You may not get every single thing, but they're fresher in your mind. And the funny thing was the final season of Breaking Bad I felt was strongly influenced by the binge-watching experience because they would interrupt action scenes. Like an episode would end with somebody pouring gasoline in a house and screaming and they cut in the middle of the screen. It was sadomasochistic what they did. Really, it's like, what's the place where we can cut this episode that will cause the most distress for fans? And that's where they cut it.
What are some ways that you'd like to see TV shows utilize this trend more?
It used to be that a straightforward linear story where all of the chapters or episodes of a season were connected was considered radical. But now there's a greater sense of freedom because they don't have to worry about that. Week to week, we learn a little bit more about all of the characters, and right. things that happen in the first episode start to come back into play in episode 7 and so forth. And then there's the shows that are completely 100% interconnected, like the last season of Arrested Development, and I understand there's going to be one more. Yay.
I had several conversations with people about this season. It's not as funny as I thought it would be, but the way they pulled it together is amazing.
It is amazing.
That's what everyone said.
It's like a collection of short stories. You know, they have this luxury because people are binge watching it. The entire season comes out at once, where they can do a thing like they have a character on a plane going to like India. And you think they're on the plane by themselves, and then four episodes later you see the same plane with a different character on it, and the camera moves to reveal that first character from a few episodes ago.
Yes.
And that's just wonderful. It's like little storytelling Easter eggs. I just think we're going to see more and more and more of that kind of thing.
Matt Zoller-Seitz is the TV critic for New York Magazine. Matt, thank you very much for coming in and talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
I am currently blowing through HBO's show Veep at incredible speeds, and that British program Peep Show, different topic than the title suggests, and I went through 7 seasons in what felt like a matter of days. So which shows do you binge watch and why? Tweet us your thoughts at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.